As a client, you're responsible for the session, as I've already said, and you're responsible for the actions that you're going to take and the goals that you're going to bring to each session. And so your coach is going to help you get greater personal awareness about what's going on for you right now in your life, and is that working for you? And if it's not, what would you like instead? So they're very much able to help you get focused on what you want rather than what you don't want. So you can expect to do this 16-week program okay by yourself. You'll be fine by yourself. It is a program that works really well if you're working with someone else, either a buddy or a coach or a trusted positive friend. It must be a positive friend. It must be somebody who understands not to tell you what to do. Coaches never give advice, never, not even a tiny bit. They're not going to lead you, they're not going to direct you. So if you are going to do this and you're not a coach, then getting a coach is the best thing. If you are a coach, then you'll have a buddy, a coaching buddy, I'm sure, who can help you with this program. But as I say, you can do it very well by yourself. It just works even better if you have someone that you can have supporting you throughout the program. So let's get you into the optional extra. Now, the optional extra is keeping a journal, as I've already mentioned to you. It's a really great idea because, like I've said, it'll help you to get clear about how far you've come along the journey of the program. So many clients forget just how much they've achieved, both in the past and in the present. And by writing a journal, you're going to be able to better understand what's going on in your life right now, as well as what's been going on in the past. So by keeping a journal, you'll become more aware of your patterns and your behaviours. It can allow you to examine and understand your fears. You'll be able to start to pick up on any lessons that you need to learn and lessons that you have learned. And you'll start to see patterns cropping up throughout. As I've already said, you can also use it as a progress and a measurement tool. So make a decision as to whether or not you'd like to keep a journal. And if you would, then it would be great for you to listen to what I'm going to share with you now, and you can read this in your workbook as well. But if you don't want to, that's fine. You can just skip ahead, and you can always come back to this if you decide you want to in the future. So if you are going to keep a journal, this is your first action in week one, getting one. And ideally, you want it to be something that looks and feels right for you, something that you like the look of, that you're going to want to write in. You only need to spend 5 or 10 minutes writing. You can spend a lot longer, but it doesn't have to be a big, laborious task. And like I've already said, if you don't like writing or you don't think you're good enough at it, you might bring that to the work sessions to work on. But you can always record your thoughts instead. And I know there's programs that you can get on your computer where you can speak into the computer and it will write for you in a Word document what it is you want to say. So there's no excuse not to do one if you really want to. But if you don't want to, that's your choice. So you could write in it 2 or 3 times a week, or you might want to write in it every single day. Again, the journal is not a chore. It's capturing your thoughts, and you're going to use it to support you on the program. So pick a journal you really like, and make sure that you go shopping for one if you don't already have one. Now, if you suffer from perfectionism or you think things have to be absolutely right, absolutely perfect, then it's a really good time to challenge that by keeping a journal. See, perfectionism is actually a very negative state. It takes joy away, it takes learning and opportunities away, it stops you growing, and it also stops you taking any actions on your goals. So it can keep you stuck in the past and not moving forward. So if you've got a chatterbox, by a chatterbox I'm talking about your internal dialogue that criticises you or comments all the time on what you write, then write down everything that the chatterbox says. So it might go, you're no good at writing, you never were, you were this, you were that. Just write those down. Maybe you include it in your journal as well as something to work on when we get to limiting beliefs. Write it down, get it out, because you're thinking it anyway. You're carrying it about, so you might as well get it out of your system. Give it all the attention it needs, write down its messages, and eventually it will either be satisfied that you've written them down, it might get bored and go away, or it might just be silent for a little while so that you can get on and start writing. But just suspend that. Nobody's going to mark this, nobody's going to look at it. It's private and confidential. It's for your eyes only, and it's a very powerful tool to help you on this journey. If you were in a class with me, I'd be getting you to write your thoughts on a regular basis, and you'd be sharing those with your tutor if you wanted to. You wouldn't have to, of course. And so by keeping a journal, it's like you're doing that in the class, so that we can keep up with what's going on for you. So write in ink as well. Make sure you do write in ink, and you never ever need to cross anything out or change it in your journal. This is capturing your thoughts. If you decide you don't like something that you put, you could just bracket it, or you could just say, I didn't really like the way that came out. What I really wanted to say was this. So it's a running dialogue for you. And if you write in this way, you might be really surprised. You might be surprised at what it will bring out, and what feelings and thoughts that you'd buried or lost touch with or just weren't even aware of. And you might get some answers as to why you don't take action or why you don't follow through on goals through your journal writing. There's a good chance old beliefs will come up about you not being clever enough or not being good enough if you've got those around writing. And if you could just suspend those for the time being for the journal, then it will just make it more joyful for you. You haven't got to worry about spelling, paragraphs, about marking, like I said. This is for you to be free to write in any way you like. You can draw, you can mind map, you can do anything you want in your journal in terms of you writing how you feel, what you think, and what you want to say. So the writing is about progress and not perfection. So you don't have to write lots. Can write just a little bit. I'm going on about this because it's such a big thing for people. For some people, such a chore for them and a worry about them writing. And a lot of that goes back to being kids at school and being made to do homework and made to do writing. And this is not that kind of exercise. Now, some people say that time is a problem, but time really is an excuse, because if you want to get the best from this program, you're going to need to make time. And it could be making time to write your journal. So think about how serious are you, in a fun way, of course, about committing to this program. If you don't like that word, find another word that you do like. But how serious are you about changing what's going on in your life, about bringing in something new, about goal setting, and about moving forwards and feeling better and happier about yourself and your life? How serious are you about that? And just take some time and think about that. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being I'm really not bothered, and 10 being I'm absolutely serious about this. Now, if you're not 10 out of 10, then think about what stops you. What stops you from moving to a 10 in terms of doing this program? And you might like to start about writing that in your journal. It's a really good starting place. And when it comes back to time, like I said, 5 or 10 minutes is all that you need. And maybe you're best in the morning, maybe you like afternoon, or maybe just before you go to bed, it's a really good time for you to start writing about your day or about your thoughts or about your goals. Whatever it is, make a decision now. When's going to be a good time for you? You can explore it, and if it doesn't work, you can change it. You're in charge of this. Here's another way for you to start writing a journal. So I asked you some questions a moment ago about what stops it being a 10. That's a great starting point. Another great way to think about it is to break your life down into decades. So you might start writing your life story. You never know, this might end up being a journal that turns into a book in the future. So you might want to think about 10-year blocks, i.e. what can you remember from the age of 0 to 10? And you might start writing about that. And then you might move on to 11 to 20, then 21 to 30, etc., depending on how old you are. And some questions to help you with that could be like, these are the events that really stand out for me. These are the significant events in my life from the age of, and then you could start from 0 to 10, 1 to 10, what do you remember? And you could do that for each 10-year block. And then another question to get you started, or another thing to think about, is what one thing stands out for me most in each decade of my life? Again, these are all in your workbook, so you don't need to worry about scribbling these down unless you like working in that way. And then these significant events, they caused me to believe, and then you can fill in what they caused you to believe. And then they affected my life as follows, and then you can carry on writing about how they affected your life. You might like to think about the personal people who you looked up to and who influenced you most during these times in your life. And then the experiences and learnings that you gathered during this time. So from 1 to 10 or 0 to 10, however you want to phrase it. These are the experiences and learnings that I gathered through this time. And then how do they still affect me today? Or they still affect me today in the following way? In writing a journal, you can really learn a lot about what affected you the most and why do you think that was? And what decisions did you make about yourself or about life because of those experiences or events that you've just written about? You might want to think about what stage of your life did you feel most loved or most angry, most let down, most fully seen or heard, or maybe you felt invisible. Which events do you need to forgive yourself or others for? Now, you might want to look at something like Byron Katie's Loving What Is and the forgiveness formula if you find that there is some forgiveness work to do. Or you might want to look into reflective repatterning, which you can contact me through, again, email or my website if you want some information on reflective repatterning. And either I can help you or I can put you in touch with other therapists, individuals who can support you with letting go and moving on if that's something that you discover through your journal or through this work that you want to do. So if you did find out that there were some people that you needed to forgive or you needed to forgive yourself, would you consider forgiving? You might want to write about that in your journal. And if the answer is no, you wouldn't, what are the benefits? What's the secondary gain of holding on to those feelings or memories? And we'll look at this a little bit more later on in our work together over the 16 weeks. You might start your journal by looking at what causes you to procrastinate or to freeze so that you stop yourself from taking action or you do things that are less important. And you might also like to start your journal by looking at what kind of people or situations keep on showing up in your life. Is there a pattern there? And if there is, what do you notice or what do you think about what you've written down? And what could you learn about these findings? How could they help you to understand yourself or your current life better? Now, you don't have to worry if you can't clearly remember past events. I'm not brilliant on remembering much from my childhood. This is pretty normal. But you could ask your friends or family to help you. You could look at photos or videos and just see if it triggers any memories for you or feelings for you. And the benefit of doing these exercises are that they help you to start to see patterns and habits that emerge which could be impacting on you right now. And that impact might stop you from having the life you want. So maybe you've got some problems in setting boundaries and therefore you say yes to everyone else but no to yourself. Well, it would be really good to know that early on because then you might want to work on that as a goal during the sessions that we've got together. Or maybe you find you procrastinate an awful lot or you find difficulty in starting taking action on something. Or maybe you're great at taking action on stuff but you have great challenges at finishing things. Well, again, you might want to bring those to this workbook and these sessions and to work with your coaches as well. And maybe you've got bad behaviours or bad relationships that keep on cropping up in your life and you've never thought about it before. Well, using your journal in this way to just take an overview of who's in your life, what's going on for you, you'll find quite early on that we're going to do some work on the people who are in your life. And then later on, we're going to do some stuff on positive energy and draining influences. So your journal might highlight something that will really benefit you when you come onto those exercises later on in the program. And maybe you find you're a pleaser. Maybe you're trying to please other people all the time. But like I said, you're not taking care of yourself. You're not pleasing you. So others are happy, but you're constantly putting yourself last. Well, again, that's going to be really helpful for you to be aware of because you might want to set that as a goal for these sessions. Other ways to start your journal are things like in my life, what I'm most grateful for, or what I love about myself or dislike about myself or wish I didn't do. And the idea of this journal makes me feel or makes me think. Again, you might want to start it with that sentence. or you might want to start it with, I've never told anybody that I really want or desire, and you might want to start it in that way. You might want to start it with what your greatest fear, worry or anxiety is. That could be useful for you. Or behaviours or patterns that you know you want to change that would move you forward in your life. Or you might want to start it with what your personal strengths and skills are. Others might decide they want to look at what their weaknesses are first. So I hope it's given you enough variety and enough possible options on how to start a journal. And getting started for many of us is the hardest part of it, because when you've started it, then it can just flow. There is lots of information on the web about journal writing, and if you want to do it in a particular style or way, then you can go research that. But my recommendation is just be you and just write free flow without worry or criticism, because it's about you and for you and will support you with this program. Okay, enough. So, week one. Here is your first exercise, and it's all about goal setting. And I recommend that you set aside at least 30 minutes to do the following exercise. And it's going to be the basis of all the work that we do together. Now, it could take you anything between 30 and 90 minutes to do this exercise, but it is worth the time and effort. It would be great to do this with a partner, so either a friend, buddy or coach. And you could have a friend do this alongside with you, and you could really work together and help each other. Remember, no advice. It's about finding your own answers. Coaching's about helping you become aware and responsible, and you decide what you want to do and how you want to move forward. So if you are a coach, you may well have looked at this topic before. I would hope you've looked at goal setting before, but you may or may not have looked at it in exactly the same way that we're going to do now. But even if you have, do you know, it's worth doing it again. It's a great, I do this quite regularly with myself, go back to the absolute basics, go back to what's really simple, so that I can look at a new goal with a fresh perspective. So ask yourself the following questions, and do it in full, no one word answers please, and ideally write down the answer. So have a discussion if that's possible with somebody else, and then capture the essence of what you're saying. So why should I, or why would I want to set any goals of any sort? You're going to find these in your workbook, but I recommend you listen to this and then you go do the exercise in the workbook. Your answers are going to provide you with reasons that you can use for buy-in later. And then the second question you're going to look at is, how can I start to set goals? And this question might cause you to think about what you want and what you don't want. You might think about time issues, about motivation, or about other patterns that we've already shared or discussed in the last 10-15 minutes. So you're going to answer the question, how can I start to set goals? You can use this audio with your workbook. And you can just keep pausing the audio so you can go do the work in the workbook. So that might be a good idea for you to do if you haven't already done that with the first question and that second one. So now the next question is, how do I know that the goals I'm setting are what I really want? See, many people go for goals they don't want. They go for goals that they think they should have or that they should do, and then they give up because they don't really know what they want. So answer the question, how do I know the goals I'm setting are what I really want? And then the last question, do I know what I want? And if the answer is no, get clear now. So if you don't know what you want, here's a really simple but brilliant exercise. Write down everything you don't want in every area of your life, and then flip it. So if you don't want to be poor, what do you want instead? Well, I want to be rich. Well, then you could ask yourself, well, how would I know if I was starting to feel or be rich? And your answer might be, well, I'd need to have more money, or I'd need to be earning more money. So if I double my salary in the next 12 months, would I start feeling richer, or would that be what rich means to me? Are you getting the hang of this? Then if I know that I can do that, if I can double my salary in the next 12 months, could I do that? Is that possible? If it's not possible, stop it here and go, well, maybe it's not possible to double it, but I could do a quarter more, and I could do that by, and then you come up with some ways that you could actually do that. But let's say that, yes, it's possible you could double your salary in the next 12 months. Well, if I could do that, could I possibly double it again the following year? And if I did that, would that give me more spending power and lead me towards feeling richer? Now, if you do this kind of exercise and ask yourself these questions, they'll support you in changing all your don't wants into do wants. So you've got this in your workbook, so you can follow it there at your own pace, which I recommend you do now. So the question is, do I know what I really want? If the answer is no, then write down everything you don't want and then flip it into what you do want, and then check that it's something that you really do want by asking yourself those series of questions that allow you to say, well, what does it mean to be rich or wealthy or happy or fulfilled? How would I know? And what could I do to start me thinking rich, to start me looking for ways to become more wealthy, or whatever it was that you wrote down? So please set a time and go and do that now. Okay, so now that you've got some clarity around what goal setting is for you and how you know what you want, what kind of areas of your life are you paying most attention to at the moment? So what that means is, when you get up in the morning, how do you spend your day? Are you focused on your children? Are you focused on your job or your work or your career? Are you focused on your partner or your relationships? Are you focused on you? Maybe you're focused on your finances and how much you haven't got or how much you have got. Maybe you focus mainly on friendships or relationships. Or maybe you're focused on health, either your own or that of somebody else's, in that you're looking after someone or helping someone by taking care of them. Maybe you've got a mixture of all of those different things. So please write out the areas of your life that you currently focus, using titles such as health, relationship, career, finances, children, self, personal development, friends, travel, any other titles that you can think of. So write down, nice and quickly, nice and easily, the areas of your life that you currently spend your time thinking about, doing something in, or focusing in. So to repeat, you're only writing down the areas of your life that you currently operate in or think about on a daily basis at this very moment in your life. So stop the audio and make a note of those areas now. Excellent. So now you've listed those, what are the areas of your life that stand out for you that you'd really like to make more time for? So for example, if you find that you've written down career is where you spend most of your time, and that you've also got to spend time thinking about and working with your children, you've also got time spent with your relationship, and you think about hobbies but you don't have any time for them. As you look at what you've written down, you might see that you spend a lot of time at work and you spend some time with your children, but you'd really like to spend more time with them. And you might notice that you spend enough time with your partner, you're happy with that, but you don't spend enough time seeing your friends. So then for this question, you'd be writing down the areas of my life I'd like to pay more attention to are the two areas that we've just mentioned. So go ahead and do that right now. Okay. So now you've spent some time writing about the different areas of your life that you focus on and the areas that you'd like to spend more time thinking about. So it might be, like we said, might be spending more time with my children and spending more time with my friends. Then we need to get clear about, how is your life working for you in those areas right now? So as you look at your list, and my examples were spending more time with children, spending more time with friends, I want you to just notice, on a scale of 1 to 10, how happy are you with, say, the amount of time you spend with your kids at the moment? So on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 being, I'm really unhappy. I don't spend anywhere near enough time. And 10 being, I'm really happy. Yeah, I spend all the time that I would like to spend with them. So just pop those scores down now, and you'll see that there's an example in your workbook as well. Now, this gives you a clear picture of how you view your life at the moment. So those two areas you just selected were the ones that you were least happy with. So now look at the, in terms of how much time you have for them. So now take a look at the other areas that you wrote as well. So if you wrote down about your career and your children and your relationship and your friends, we've scored two of them. Now score the other two as well. On a scale of 1 to 10, how happy are you with your career? Because you spend a lot of time in it. And how happy are you with your relationship as it stands at the moment? Take a moment and do those as well, please. Brilliant. So now that you've got an overall picture, scoring, this is a subjective score. It doesn't matter about it being right or wrong. It's subjective. It's for you so that you can give it some sort of mark so that you can see how far you're moving forward with it. Now you've got this information, you can prioritise. So in terms of goal setting, which of these areas would you like to start working on first? So you might pick the lowest scoring area, or you might pick the highest one. You might think that, actually, I'm doing really well in my career, and if I gave it a little bit more attention, it might free up more time for me in 6 months so that I could spend more time with my kids, I could spend more time with my friends or with my partner. Or you might think, no, I spend plenty of time in my work and I'm happy with it, not happy with it, whatever. I really want to focus on my social life. I want to spend more time there. And so you might say, that's my priority. And I know I'd like to set goals in all areas of my life, but this one's going to be my choice. This is going to be my priority. Are you with me on this so far? So please do that now. Make a decision about which area of your life do you feel, and really go for your feelings as well as thinking. Do you feel and think you'd like to start with first? The most important, the one that you just know you need to do something about, the one you really want to do something about. Decide now and write it down in your workbook, or either the one that I've sent you or your separate workbook. My chosen area of my life to work on first is, and write it down, please. Okay, so again, my example to you is, let's say we're working with career. And let's say that you just scored it a 6 out of 10. What I want you to do now is write down, what are all the things that you want in this area of your life? So it's a 6 out of 10. I'm using this as an example for you. And the ideal is for it to be a 10 out of 10. So what do you want in this area of your life that could make it be a 7 out of 10? And if it was a 7, what would need to happen for it to become an 8? And when you know what that is, what would need to happen next for it to become a 9? And lastly, how would you know when this area of your life, I'm using career as an example, was 10 out of 10 for you? This list is going to give you a set of goals in this area that you can use in this program, use with your coach, and move you towards improving that particular area. So please, stop the audio now, take the time out, do that exercise. Please complete it before you move on. Okay, welcome back. Please remember what I said. If you don't know what you want, write down what you don't want, and then take each one of them and ask yourself, so if I don't want to be unhappy at work, what do I want instead? And if the answer is, I want to be happy at work, then you ask yourself, well, what does that mean? How would I know if I was happy at work? Have I ever been happy at work? And if the answer is no, what would it be like to be happy at work? So you're going to be doing some exploration, some reflecting. And again, this is where it's great to have someone else to ask you these questions so that you can explore. These answers can become your goals if you want them to. And we'll work more with them in a future session. So please ensure you share with your coach or your buddy what your answers are. Also write full answers. That's very important. So now you've got your list of goals. Which ones would you like to work on first? You can change this at any time. So go ahead and pick one now and write it down below. The goal I'd like to work on first is... Okay. So that's quite a lot that we've done today. And if you've followed that and if you've stopped the audio and you've taken time out, that would have taken you at least 60 to 90 minutes to work on. So if you go to your workbook, you'll find that there's some tips for you. There's also some information on what we're going to be doing next week. And there's also a recap for you on what we've done from today's session. And you've got some personal development work, which is for in between sessions. And if you remember at the beginning, I've recommended that you read Who Moved My Cheese. And if you do read this book, then there's, which I really recommend you do, you'll find a list of questions in your workbook around Who Moved My Cheese. And that's going to be part of your personal development work in between sessions. You've got your optional extra, which is to write your journal. And if you would like to include the Who Moved My Cheese work, because it's very much about you as well, then please do that as well. Some other optional extras are a vision board. Vision boards are very popular at the moment. The mind, if it can create what it wants, and you now know what you want, either because you knew already or you flipped your I don't wants into what you do want, the mind, if it can create it in the imagination, can, through goal setting, start to take you towards achieving it in reality in your life. So it'd be really great for you to start thinking about collecting images of how you want your life to be around the areas that you've already explored in this session. And you could also, if you haven't already done so, find yourself a coach or a buddy so that you can get them to really help you to move forward with your vision, with your new thoughts, your new plans, your new way forward. And I'd like to ask you to start thinking about and focusing on what you want in your life. Catch yourself, if you are in any way negative or you start feeling a bit down, catch yourself and stop and then say, so what do I want instead? This is a really great way to move you forward. So I hope you've got lots from today's session. This is quite gentle because it's just an introduction. Got a lot more planned for you in the coming weeks. But it's very important that you take small, steady steps forward. We're looking to help you to really make lasting changes rather than quick fixes, which change for 5 minutes or a week or whatever, and then you find yourself back at square one. So please go away, process what we've done today. Think about what we've done today, get clear about what your goals are, look at how you'd like your life to be, consider doing a vision board, consider focusing on what you want and on what you want to get from this and from your life, and we will build next week in session 2. We'll start looking at self-awareness and we'll be building on what we've started today. I wish you a fantastic week and I look forward to speaking with you again same time next week. Take care.